Hello and welcome to another episode of Sense and Rant. Yes, it is your girl, Mutumayo Adeola. On today's episode, I am joined by my friends Ngozi and Chama. If you don't know them by now, I really don't know how else. But you will meet them and we'll be talking about Eve. Mother Eve, can you fight? This is going to be an interesting episode, I think. But yeah, let's meet my girls.
So they want to introduce themselves. Ngozi and Chama, please introduce yourselves again.
Chama, you can go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Hello, everyone. If we haven't met, my name is Chama. But at this point, we must have met if you've been here for a while. Anyway, I kid. I'm Motraya's best friend. You know.
Territories, I love it.
Oldest friend, potentially, maybe. Yes, but I mean, I'm all of those things, but, you know, I do a lot as well, you know. Creative writer sometimes, actor a lot of times, product manager, travel curator, a lot of things. So very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And I will link our page and our website also in the description box below. So check it out for sure.
I don't know how to introduce this. Every single time I've always stopped. Let's see. Ngozi, Mutuara's friend,
one of Mutuara's best friends.
one of our many best friends. Okay, sorry. So I always say site reliability engineer, music lover, extreme music lover. What do you have to know?
Sense and rant.
MFO music director.
Well, you also said Sarah's in house.
I wasn't paid, but hello.
Well, you're a best friend. What's your best friend?
But yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, ladies. So, today, y'all, I know I already told you we're talking about Mother Eve. So, let's get started. The quote in the Bible says our parents sinned or something, and then we bore the infirmities. And to think that it was Mother Eve that ate fruit, and then we have to be screaming at childbirth. Hello, what do you guys have to say to our actions and we paying?
I don't even like apple that much because it always seems like it's apple that she eats.
Okay, let's actually correct that. It said fruit.
I say apple.
They always use the red apple, never the green one.
I don't know why.
Okay, what do I think? I personally think that she was not at fault, but hey, it's open to interpretation. Maybe because I see myself in her, I think she was very hungry. She had to eat what she had to eat.
All the things she could eat, she was hungry for that one thing. They told her not to eat.
They literally had a full garden. No, how can she be hungry?
But let's look at it from a realistic point of view. How many times have your parents told you, don't do this, but that's the exact thing you want to do?
Okay, can we clock that Eve was an adult? She was not
an adult.
Exactly.
As adults do, like you as well.
She never actually grew to learn instructions.
You're being very logical. Thank you very much. Thank you for bringing logic to this. Thank you. But I actually believe, honestly, that even as adults, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to, like, if someone tells you, you should do this, not saying that you know that this is the right thing to do, but just because you have your own, because you know you have your own agency, you want to do what you believe is right for you.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it, though. But again, I think we're overthinking a little bit. But yeah.
Okay. Chama, Jerry.
I would like to say that I wish I could have been in this narrative. I never asked to be a part of it.
True.
Eve ate the fruit by herself. Like, I didn't ask to be a part of it. She could have eaten the fruit, suffered for it. It could have ended with that generation. Uh-huh. I mean, God, you are good and everything you do is good. But really, I would have preferred very strongly to be excluded from this narrative.
if it was an individual punishment.
Yeah, like this was not a group assignment. This was not a group instruction. It was not a group assignment. Amen. It should not be a group punishment. Amen. Like, I'm not understanding. But Eve, my girl, I got questions. Like, let's talk small. I got questions. That's all I can say.
So, like, were you that hungry, sis? Or, like...
Right? Like, also, a snake was talking to you, sis. Explain it. Make it make sense. The snake, you thought that a snake was who you should be listening to. Like, I got questions.
Well, maybe in those days, why don't we look at it? But maybe in those days, animals could speak.
I mean, they probably could, but why would she think that the snake knew more than God? Like God created it. Like, I'm not understanding. I would like to know what was going on, what was happening. The logic.
So it's actually very interesting how you said if you think the snake knew more than God, and it comes back to creation, right? So it was Adam that God created in the extreme superiority, just lower than an angel, that got breath into this creature, but Eve was taken out, so she probably doesn't have all the knowledge of all the goodness and all the supernatural.
Well, we're giving out, we're making too much excuses for Eve. It was like they brought Eve out of the Adam, and then immediately they say, "Oh, Eve," and now immediately the snake has now come. Like, that's not what happened.
No. Well, Mother Eve, when we get to heaven, please, you see, I'm fighting for your cause here. Yeah, let's like, get a record. But what do you think was going on in her mind as she was eating the fruit? This is delicious. You know, bites.
Yeah, that's me. It's definitely very delicious. Or maybe she felt like maybe God was not going to actually, maybe he was going to be a little bit, he was going to temper mercy with justice, not be as extreme, even though he had told them, with mercy. Yeah, I don't know grammar, but like you get the drift. Anyway, so like, I don't know, I don't think she was expecting God to be, like lay down the law and be like, okay, you know what? As a result of this, get out completely. I don't want to have anything. You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's what I think, really.
I don't think she had foresight. I don't think she was thinking. I don't think she had foresight. She was definitely being YOLO, living in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No foresight at all. And that is the difference in certain personalities. I would just like to say, because some people do certain things, and you're just like, what did you think will happen?
Yeah,
Surely, because of what will happen, you would have seen that this was a natural step by step, not Eve particularly, maybe. Okay. But there just was no foresight. I did not see foresight in this at all. I don't see foresight.
It's actually a very valid point. And it's true, like you said, it speaks to personalities of even present day people, not just women alone. Okay, so let's talk about the technicality and logical part of who did God tell? Who did he give the rules to, this law that thou shalt not eat? Ladies and gentlemen, Genesis verse, chapter 2, there is nowhere in that verse where God, in that chapter, where God actually talked to Eve and said, sister in the Lord, thou shalt not eat this fruit. It was told to Adam. So therefore, should God have been merciful to her and said, my dear daughter, I know you do not know, but next time, don't do that again.
No, I don't think merciful to her. I don't think so.
I think like okay, in all, we say God did show mercy, right? Like we can say because it could have been worse, right?
Right.
I mean it's bad enough, but it could have been worse. So I think there was still mercy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like we can talk about that scripture in more detail. I was like, oh wow, like God was really out here still like looking out. Like God literally stole them clothes. Can we like literally it's because of Adam and Eve that God the first animals ever died, because it was their skin that God sold them clothes. Like I was like, oh wow, God, like you're very annoyed, but you're like, you know, let me not send you out without nothing. Like let me actually still take care of you. I'm like, wow, good looking out, God. What? And aside, so there was still a lot of mercy there. But this is not my only annoyance with Adam. It wasn't that God told you. One, God told you. Two, you were right there when the snake was talking. You can't read that scripture. He was right there. He wasn't somewhere else. So it wasn't like she went to go and say, Adam, come more. He was right there. And I'm like,
you went for a walk.
And you just not exercise any self-control. That's the thing that's most
important. Common sense. And then the third part was like, you now had the nerve to be like, ah, God, is the woman that you gave me.
It's the woman that you gave me.
That made me. I'm like, did she force it into your mouth? Because what is this made you nonsense? I don't get it. Take responsibility.
Exactly. That was the beginning of not taking responsibility by men. But that, I don't.
I read a book, I think it was by Jumoke Adenowo, Mrs. Jumoke Adenowo, and she said that Adam knew that God might have a judgment for her, and he did not want her to be alone in that judgment, is why he ate the apple.
I don't think Adam was that considerate. Let's not get carried away.
Why would he have let the snake be talking up and down? He was right there. Like, that's my thing.
Mm. Yeah. So it was, that's actually very interesting. Because I was just like, So like, you wanted to be a part of the punishment, but you did not want to be a part of the prevention. Even though you technically were given the laws. Like, oh, enough, Yoruba. Oh, and off the laws, see, like the laws were given to you, not her.
You were supposed to be the head. They were supposed to have carried this person from inside of you. Like, I'm not understanding. Why were you then doing follow up and down? Like, exercise your headship in this situation. What's it now?
Yeah. And because you talk about men taking responsibilities, please say more.
No, because again, like, yes, she ate the apple, right? Okay, God, I'm sorry that she ate the apple. I should have maybe emphasized, okay, this was the reason why she was not supposed to eat this, because you had laid down the law and you had said this. But immediately, the next thing you did was to just deflect. I'm like, God, shape you see, you person that you thought was perfect for me, that's the person that you could not even take a little bit of responsibility. I'm not saying that she would have not taken responsibility, but you just quickly deflected. So I'm just like, yeah, that was at the very beginning.
It wasn't exactly. Like, you already ate it. She did not force it. The Bible did not record that she forced it into your mouth. Like, so
exactly.
I'm not
exactly
fruit. I know we keep calling it apple.
Fruit, guys. Fruit, not an apple.
Yeah, he wanted someone to take the brunt of his, like, the woman you gave me, so I could not just say no to her, so I just had to eat the.
She was irresistible.
I beg you. But I don't want to go down that whole like men not taking responsibility, because that's a big brush to, like, you get what I mean, but I'm just saying that's the point. Like, even till today, if you hear Christians talking about it, it's always about Eve ate. Nobody is taking into account what Adam also did, because Adam also ate. He could have easily said, no, we cannot do that. God had said that. And then she can. But not eating just because he wanted to take part of responsibility. That's just ridiculous. Like, no.
Yeah. No. I ate fish and not take responsibility. Like, dude, you ate it. Own up to it. Actually,
own up to it. Really?
I think the other thing that gets, like, I feel like, I think Apple also probably likes to be excluded from this narrative.
Not the Apple, but thank you.
Yeah. Oh my God. So you mentioned something about Ed Strip, right? Mm-hmm. And that would take me to, did eating the fruit, did it make it feel like Eve became lesser of a human being? I feel like that's where the dynamics change, right? So it's like, Adam is this, the punishment did not come into play until Adam ate the fruit. And that was when God now said, okay, because you did this, you both have to pay for it. Then it's like, so the that dynamic of punishment, did it change? It can be seen as being, you know, I don't know. Some people have said that dynamic of judgment makes the woman lesser of a human being. And I mean, it's the society.
The man, I don't get that.
You don't? Okay. Like, I'm
confused. Like, so just the woman lesser, but not the man?
Lesser to the man in this situation.
Well, I mean, if we're going to say that, I don't think that was the point where it would have felt like the woman was made lesser to the man.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you think the woman was made lesser to the man?
I don't want to use the word lesser, to be honest, because lesser, it diminishes. Do you know what I mean? I would say when the woman was not created about the same time as man, when she was created out of man, that's where people would actually say that she was made less than. Again, I don't want to use the word less than the man, but not in the what, not with the punishment. That's not where I would. That's not where I would see.
Okay. In the thought, it helped me. Like he was like,
exactly. This,
like I think that's the point. I feel like the whole thing with the fruit, everything actually flips that. Like I would argue that that's the point where.
Like it changed.
No, I'll actually argue that for a few reasons. What I mentioned about like you're supposed to be the head, but let's be real, this whole scripture show you were just doing for the follow up and down. One, right. But two, look at the punishment. I think there was a part in scripture that says your desire would be for your husband. Okay. But not in a sense of like when my Bible study group was going through, there was like you cannot say like it's like more of this tension of like, oh no, like you were supposed to be the head, but like the desire is not for the power that you have, the authority that you have, like the like all of that. Like it's not a desire for like, oh, I should follow my husband up and down. It's like a desire for like that authority and the
authority, yeah.
Yeah, and all of that. Like so I would actually argue for again, they were like we talked about this in more detail, but I would actually argue like for those two reasons that is this whole eating and punishment is actually where the flip and tension happened. Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at this. So I like talking about all like reading about this topic because it's like people have different very interesting opinions. I'm just like, okay, let's go back to Genesis and see what it says and see how even that if that plays or even fits remotely, right? Like you guys obviously disagree with the Mr. Jim McAdenow theory, but that's
because it doesn't make sense.
Maybe I didn't do justice explaining well, but I'll send you guys the book.
Yeah, actually, send it. I'm interested because it doesn't make sense to me. Like this idea, like if I see you that you've done something that is wrong, and I'm like, oh, so we're not punished. But I would
the way I will actually snitch on you, not even like. No,
I mean, you didn't technically snitch.
Yeah, I'll snitch.
I know, right? That was really the point because he was still throwing under the bus anyway.
Exactly. Like I would be like, Omo, please, it's all on her, and that's it. I don't. I would like to be excluded from this marriage. Please. Thank you.
Okay. So let's talk about the curses, right? So in all of this curse, and you know, when it's actually very funny because I did not see like that until recently. The woman was not cursed to till the ground. Like, why am I walking? You're so hard. My mic is here. It's ghetto.
Well. Actually, see, now that you mentioned this thing, now somebody can actually take this, what you said now, and say, you know what? That's why they said women should just stay at home and be better kids.
Hey, I'm sorry, the man who is saying that is
we
the man
who is stupid. No. I'm just
saying. So, like, if you look at it from that, since we are trying to be very considerate of everybody's cause and
punishment. No. I say me. Me, most right at your
last. Yeah, no. Which, like, if you're going to be like, oh, women should stay, I'm sorry, how many men are in the position to be providing enough and actually going to go and till the ground, like the Bible says, and enough money to, please, let's all give ourselves sense.
Not till computer, like, not till from a computer system.
All of it is still work and we are tired. We are tired, man.
Actually right. Mia, I want a life of hampering and staying. Somebody was telling me over the weekend that, oh, they thought that, oh, I used to wear heels around my. I said, don't worry, when I'm a trophy wife, I will be carrying, I will just, all I want to do is just wear heels around and look fine.
That's what I want. Amen to that. Amen to that. I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking for rich men. Here we are. Well,
no,
you people mind your business.
No. If there was anybody that would have mentioned looking for rich men, Motorayo, that's more you.
I'm saying it right now with my full chest. Full chest.
With a Lambo, please. No, not Lambo, Tesla.
Well, I've actually changed. Yes. Look how I want. I cannot pronounce the name. It's $3 million.
You're not ready.
So, I'm looking for a rich man. I changed. I'm looking for a wealthy man. Mm. Well, there are levels to this, my dear. So, is all we're doing over here. Hi.
Okay. I can make my that's all, because we would like to be pampered and taken care of while you go and till the ground, if you wish.
We're talking about the tune of men for the tune of land for men. The curse of childbearing, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. Ladies and we've never been pregnant. At least we don't have kids. But child, can we start?
Honestly, the more I hear about it, the more I'm just like, I don't know how much I would like to be among.
I don't know if you saw this thread on Instagram or Twitter a couple weeks ago. It was like the pregnancy will humble you type thing. Mm-hmm. People were out here looking like,
Chibi, you're even talking about physical.
There's emotional, there's committing to a kid for 18 years of their life, or more, no, and more actually, because for the rest of their lives, you're going to be their kid, their mom, right? Yeah. So,
but it's the pain.
That there are two parents involved in that equation.
Yeah.
Let's focus on the unique part of the woman, the actual wreck on your body.
Mm.
It's a wreck. Let's not deceive ourselves.
Yes, it
is. As I say every time, this weekend I heard some more, and I'm just like, God, like you want to hear, so you are prepared, but you're also just like,
Do I really want to? Yeah.
And I like the fact that modern day mothers are actually very, 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 like, they are very open about it. Because if I had just paid attention to what my mother was saying, just like, when you get pregnant, 9 months, bam, you're done. You get what I mean? They will just make it very smooth. They will just like push. Well, now mothers are saying temporary blindness, permanent blindness, temporary blindness in one
loss
place.
Of hearing.
Yeah, loss of hearing. They won't be able to control their bladder.
The first trimester, people are like throwing up, not being able to function. And then some people say they get a break at like second trimester, and the third trimester, they are back to where they started in the first trimester. And then it's like they. And they're like, you're bloated, everywhere is big, you cannot do this.
Or your cravings, the big night cravings.
People say they eat like atarodo. Atarodo is a, what's atarodo in English?
Pepper, no.
I don't know. I mean,
hot pepper.
Atarodo is
hotter than habanero pepper. But hotter than habanero. Nigeria atarodo.
It's hotter than, habanero pepper, yeah.
Well, craving that just because you are having a baby, I'm thinking the baby's head must just like peel off.
To the kid.
And it's just, it's really crazy. So all of that, and then sometimes people have those babies, and then like their parts just like, so I have a friend that whenever she talks or like laughs, like bro, like she says like pee, just like sometimes comes out, and she doesn't even know. I'm like, Jesus, the embarrassment.
Yeah. That's the part that actually I'm talking about. It's all of those parts. Because again, as I said, the more I hear, just like, they're like, oh yeah, you know, things shift around. I'm like, what do you mean shift around? What are you saying? What are we talking about?
Yeah. It is wild. It is actually very wild. They say, oh, don't do this for 6 months, 6 weeks after you know, having a baby. And then you have an entire man. Some people on this online street talking about, oh, 2 weeks after my husband was ready asking me, I'm like, huh?
What?
I was you for what exactly? What are we asking for?
You know what? Because if I slap you, honest, oh my God.
Bruh.
Don't just wait for me to spread. Like, nobody should talk to me. Least of all, the husband. You better. Anything that I want, just do it.
Just do
like,
exactly.
I don't hear word. Like, anything, as you're not carrying this child, I'm like, let me just know, she do mistake here. We are pregnant. Who are we?
By the way, I actually hate that. Sorry. I mean, good for them. Good for the goodwill people and all the whatever. Like, we are pregnant. Nah, she's pregnant.
Baby, but only she is pregnant.
She is carrying that child and doing all the heavy lifting.
Wasn't there something online about we are breastfeeding sometime?
My God, this boy, I can't remember. Let's not talk about it.
Please, we are breastfeeding. Uncle, how many breasts do you have? Like, I'm good.
Hey, please don't even do that right now.
I mean, sorry, I know this is on the internet. this is not me saying I will kill anybody, but I would have strangled him instead, because how dare he? The criticism that he was criticizing her for not expressing enough, and not, I'm just like,
no. So, tell us this story, because people might have heard or listened to that.
Yeah, okay. What is this boy's name? He's very popular. Akan.
Oh God, not him.
It was him. He and his wife had a whole sit down. Yeah. They bond.
Yeah.
The woman is out here. Why you love? Should be they bond now.
You said it, man.
Like they bond. Oh, I promise you guys, Mutrayo's listeners, I actually understand English.
You do, baby.
She's a Stanford graduate, an entire Stanford graduate. So yes, she understands English.
But, you know, so they gave birth, and she was like, I guess, was like pumping and expressing milk and whatever, like, because he insisted that the child had to be breastfed or whatever it was. But then he was really then, but I think she wasn't like, she didn't have enough supply, and he was coming for her and attacking her about like how she wasn't pumping enough and expressing, and she's just like, my supply is very limited, like this thing is really painful. And he kept saying like, well, how can we increase your supply? And he's just like, she was like, you don't get how this is emotionally like painful for me, like this, we're in this together. And she's like, no, you don't.
No, we are not.
And so this was like a whole, honestly, I felt really bad for this person sitting there and talking about how she was in it by herself, really, because he's out here like criticizing, and he's like, oh, when you're breastfeeding, am I not cleaning bottles? I'm like, it's not the same. Like, it's really not the same that this person that who is now putting her body through all of these things to like pump and like express, like, is she going to force a supply that doesn't exist out of her body?
Exactly.
And you're now saying like it's not enough, like you want her to stop 3 months milk supply? Like, we better sit down there and be expressing it yourself, because if your body is not producing milk, then you have no right to be telling somebody how much level of milk their body needs to produce. Like,
another thing too is just sorry, and I don't want to be that person, but another thing is how people feel like they know what the mother is expected to do, especially for new mothers, right? I'm pretty sure she's putting, so she already feels inadequate that she's not expressing as much milk for her kid, and then other people can say whatever, but your husband is supposed to, even before you even get to the point where she even gives birth to that kid, you're supposed to at least read up as much information, know as much as you can, so as to help her at least the first few months when she gives birth. Like, we're talking about like postpartum depression, we're talking about like just not even feeling like you're at like, you really like this kid, like you don't like your body,
you not
don't
like your like body
issues. Yeah. There's so many things, and then you're not talking about we're doing a sit down talking about how can we make this good for him.
Like, he literally was using the words. I watched that whole clip, was like an hour long. I watched the whole thing. Honestly, I think this should also be linked for people who are interested, maybe, or you can just Google it because it's out in the internet. But I watched the whole thing and I was just like, it was like a train wreck happening. And honestly, she apologized at the end. And I'm like, what are you apologizing for? And there were multiple parts in it where my mouth was just hanging open, because I'm like, do you even have empathy for this woman that you've married? Because if you have empathy, I don't know that you will sit here and this is a nonsense conversation you'll be having with someone who has just had your child. Like, I don't think that this is appropriate. But that's just me.
So do you think it's a cultural thing, possibly within the environment that they find themselves in? Maybe
my cultural thing.
Okay.
I'm not going to give anybody any excuses anymore. Like, we are in a day and age where everything is available. Like, right off, just do PPP and check it online, for goodness sake. You already know that there are even mothers that, because they cannot even there are mothers that have an abundant supply of milk that they actually have to stop of 6 months for women who are not able, like, there's a Facebook group. I remember reading about it. Like, you know what I mean? So, read up. Stuff like this happens. There's so many things that happen with women that if you really want to be a present partner and husband, you do the reading. It's not just by saying, how can we? What are you doing? What are the actions you're taking? Not by talking and do the sit down.
But that's what he was doing. I'm talking about the whole thing about this is also like, your partner is your priority. This whole one that you're like, oh, you know, because this meal they're trying to produce for this child that's just gotten here, so that, like, your partner is your priority. Like, you're prioritize their health over anything else.
And that's something that, why did you get married? If you're getting married to procreate, to actually have kids, then your partner isn't the priority. Having those kids are, and having.
So she's just like a
childbearing.
I don't want to use this word. And it's, I think it was, if you watch, what's the name of this show again? The Handmaid's Tale. Mm. She's basically a vessel to bring your seed into this earth. Mm.
That's really sad
because you're coming into, I mean, she also wants some, her mini me or whatever you call it, a child of her own or whatever the case is, but it's supposed to be like a team effort, not by using the lingo. I think that's one thing, and especially for like progressive men now, they know how to use the words but they don't know how to follow up with the action. Culture will allow them to just go ahead and do whatever. Like, if you're even being like hands-on, you'll be like, we're in mama day. Sorry for using PG, but we're in mama day. Like, as if it's not, it's not like you guys contributed to produce this human being.
Because most of you ask a question about culture, and I'm like, this actually seems to be one of those, oh, we're going to be so different. And now they have carried difference to another level that does not make sense again. Because I've not gone through like, oh, you know, and it's like, oh, we. Let's have common sense that some things are still different. Some things is maybe we, but some of these other things is just me by myself.
It's just my wife. Yeah.
The question she asked me is, how can I support you? Not adding stress to it. And I think they is like an extreme case of like, now we're going to be so woke. Woke, and like we're not going to be we, and we is not actually adding more problems than when it was just you by yourself.
That's actually very interesting. I like the point that we're able to make up for this childbearing, even though we all don't have kids.
No, but I mean, hey, an announcement too, like for the men that are eventually going to marry us, don't come in thinking that, oh, you're just going to just not do anything. You're going to put in the work. Hello.
Because honestly, after I've brought this child into this world, like, let nobody know. If the child is crying at 3 a.m., I'm sorry, why do you think I should get up? Have I not done enough? What have you done?
Yeah.
Let's ask ourselves, what have you done? You get up and go and do it because I've done enough. That's
my body has done enough.
It's parent, it's actual parenting, not just bearing the name parents, but doing the work. She has already done 80% of the work.
Mm-hmm.
Or you even just need to meet her halfway, honestly, at this point. You're doing your barest minimum, and don't make it seem like, oh, I was helping my wife. You're not helping your wife.
I hate that word. When people now come and say, oh, thank you for changing that person, I'm like, how?
Anyway.
In what
economy? Can never be me.
Thanking me for doing all the things that I would do for a child. There's no word in which I'm thanking my partner for doing anything for his child. I'm not thanking anybody, except you're thanking me too, because otherwise, and in fact, you should thank me, because you cannot do it in the things that I'm doing.
That body change, postpartum depression, I think somebody brought it up as well. And for somebody who just like my own, I literally just go in and out of myself. And that's one of my concerns actually with pregnancy and having kids. It's just like, if something little can trigger me to literally not get off my own bed for like days, what is this postpartum depression? What is it? I don't even want to experience it, right? And it's just like, to think sometimes what is supposed to bring you joy, you know, what everybody celebrates and hey, this, is that one thing that throws that that dark blanket over you. You can't even come out. You know, it's ridiculous.
It just comes out like, even I think just at the basic level, there's so many hormonal changes during that time.
Yeah.
And for all that we are human beings, a lot of how we, like, it's just, we're all just a bunch of hormones in our body. Like, that's just what it is. And your body just having like a normal response, having like all this, like just trying to even figure out, like your body's literally just trying to figure out what has happened and like process. And then anyway,
also, let's not forget that pregnancy is actually a matter of life and death.
That was
a trauma. Like, I've listened to somebody's, you know, their podcast where it's like therapy sessions, and like processing like the actual trauma of birthing a child that she loved so much, but the birth was actually a trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a neighbor growing up who has one son till today. And her reason is pretty much, I can't do it again. Like, not pregnancy, not birth. And she literally got a divorce because of, I'm not willing to put myself through this again. And her husband wanted more kids. And she was just like, nope, she's done. So she has only one child, Okonlawo, and that's it.
It was probably, like, traumatized. Like, especially, and we know how, you know, when women are given, like, they're dismissed, they're not listened to, they're not, like,
I mean, they're not strong enough.
I have a friend giving birth
like a Hebrew woman.
Someone should miss me with that. But like, women are just not believed. It's like, I think it's time to push that to tell you nonsense. And then I forgot. Yeah. I think my friend was saying it or something, maybe on like a podcast I was listening to. I forget really. But I think it was on a podcast how, you know, they're like, I think I should be pushing out. They're like, no, it's not. And then, if you are told us, what do you mean if you are told? I've been telling you. Since you just were not listening because they think they know better, like, oh, you're first time mom, like, how can you know?
That can
I know, like, I know, listen to what I'm telling you that's going through my body, like, hopefully just pay attention. And so we know how that can really be traumatizing for, or like a really traumatic experience for a person to go through that. So I cannot blame somebody who has done it once and says like they're not doing it.
Not
but you know, the flip side of that is actually what gives me hope as well. Like, many people choose to do this multiple times.
So, somebody on Instagram, on Twitter said, oh, well, Chadbury is not as painful as hitting men in the balls. And you know how, like, when you hit them in the balls, they don't ever want to experience that again. The person said, if it's the same, you will know how they say, come back and give me some.
Is it a man who said that?
Yeah, of course.
Can I just... Men are such babies about pain. For all the stronger sex nonsense, like, they actually cannot do anything.
Yeah, threshold for pain, zero.
Zero.
I saw this guy, I think his wife, he and his wife, they do, like, female pains in the male body, and they did menstrual cramps. Ah, this man nearly died. Good. Like, he literally...
I'm expressing every month I have to go and be a functional human being and go to work and smile in your face.
This one every day. You mean you go through this and you still work? Like, you come to work every time? Yeah. She's like, you function like a regular ass human being. And then they did
many times, I'm just like, I don't know how I'm expected to be a functional. That's why during those periods, I hate when men talk to me. I'm just like, don't talk to me, fair man. Like, don't actually talk to me.
Something you understand. Yeah, it's crazy. And to come to the other a different point, because actually this one happened to someone I know today. Having the baby after like 72 hours of labor or something, and then the baby eventually passed.
Oh Lord. Oh.
Yeah, like that happened to someone I know today. And it's just like, and this, I literally did not have the words.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, the curse of childbearing, like, yeah.
I mean, I'm just reminded of, you know, I think it was John Legend and his wife, right? Yeah. Like, they had that experience with, I think, their third child. I think she may be pregnant again. I'm not sure.
Oh, like, really?
I'm not sure, though. I don't follow them, but I think I might have seen something, but I may be very wrong. I may be wrong.
Yeah.
But many women will go through it again and like be courageous. But women are just, honestly, just go to the, women are really strong.
Resilient is what it is.
Mm. Yeah, just resilient.
There's a high probability that I will opt out of that exercise. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you all don't know, Ngozi is not about all of that. Pregnancy, childbearing.
She's not.
She wants to adopt or just no.
No, I'm good.
It's closely doesn't really care about that.
But like, you don't like. I mean, I feel like it's not conscious. Okay, cool, good to know.
Yeah,
I'm
not feeling it at all. Like, high risk, low reward.
She said high risk, low reward.
The person might also look
at the pregnancy part of children in general. Is it the pregnancy part of children as a?
No, I don't have problem with kids. Fun fact, I actually know how to like play with kids and do
not stuff. Play. I meant parents, kids.
Parents, the kids. Ah, oh, voila. Let's just thank God we have life. Yeah, I don't know. I've thought about it so many times. Like in recent times, I'm more a little bit more open just because I mean, if you eventually get married to a Nigerian and 1 year, 2 years, you're like,
and your mother-in-law is nothing.
What's going on?
The Nigerian men, there's some Nigerian men who don't want kids now.
Babe, but didn't like see the probability of Nigerian men not wanting kids.
I met one. Should be I told you people.
Oh yeah, that one she mentioned.
But that's like one in
like 500.
In a million. I mean, how do you have these conversations? I feel like if you had conversations more, actually, you might find more people. Who just like this conversation doesn't really never.
No, I've had this conversation with people, and just, in fact, like. I spoke to an older woman. Like initially when I was like, oh no, I don't want to have kids. I don't have kids. And she was like, oh, I get it. Eventually she just told me, let me be honest with you. Prepare your mind to have three kids.
Like just prepare your mind because
you're going to marry in Nigeria or you buy, like you get what I mean? Like depending on your values, the person most likely want kids. So just like open up your mind to the possibility.
That's a thing.
Someone who is just like, if it is Nigerian, it's like, if I have to be there with my wife having the child, then you can miss me with that. Let's just adopt. Like, I don't care about having, like, let's just adopt at that point.
That's another thing that we actually talk about. We don't have time to explore it. Like, some men are traumatized on their wife's behalf. They don't want to do it again either. They're like, nope, I'll never put you through that again. I'm sorry. Even if the wife wants more kids. Those ones, I'm like, these ones are reasonable human beings. But
the person that you love or you claim to love in pain, I can see how you land there for real.
Yeah. Like literally, I think it was Ima Umaibo, I can't remember, but it was a Nigerian celebrity, like literally talking about, you know, how you're there for your spouse, you know, you clean their legs, you wear their shoes, but nothing prepared him for the horror of seeing her on that bed and the pain and like the way she squeezed his hand, like he didn't know she had that much power in her.
I always say about that part, like where it's like crushing, but I'm not one of them born person where you should not complain, you are crushing my hand. Well, sure.
Yeah, I think it was email, oh my god. And the way you just said, like you could tell that he wasn't healed from my sister's actually a very good example. She as kid is almost 7 now. She ain't ready. She's just like,
I'm good.
And it's crazy.
Somebody I know, they had triplets, and my mother was praying triplet for me. I was like, hey, at least you just do one and you close shop, like you're finished. It's a good one.
But a triplet for sure, it will be CS. I don't think that would be a natural birth because child, and nobody trying to ooh, three times. I was like,
I feel like if one of, I don't know, what do I know? But I feel like when I've come out
to opening his finger. Ciao, I don't think so.
If I had triplets, I would give out the two. I feel actually. I don't have
how
time.
How will you decide which two you know what?
Any mini money more. That's what I would do because three.
It's crazy, fam. But it's interesting to see what a woman body can do, though.
God, you guys, you guys are not making it better for me. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know if I'm going to come out of this conversation excited about being a mother or that's never gonna happen.
You know, someone told me recently. One, we all got here the same way. Like, look around. We all got here the same way. So it kind of is like, okay, like, surely for years and years and years and years, we shall be doing this thing and look at us. We all got here the same way. And two, as I said before, many people choose to do this multiple times. Your grandmother, you say 12 times? Like, it don't kill them. You know some of your friends who have chosen to do this multiple times. Yeah,
true.
Like, it's bad, but can it be that, but if they're choosing to do it again and they're happy,
I think it's the reward people think about, not the pain.
What reward? the case.
You have a mini me. You have it. People can call you mama something, you know, like mama something, or you know.
Actually, I even after I have a child, nobody will be calling mama anything.
No, can you please, be calling
in a mama anybody?
Yeah. That's on the closeout level though. When you see Mother Eve, are you fighting or are you like, girl, you deserve a hug? Or
no, we are fighting. It's on sight.
Oh, you know,
it's on sight.
But because you are going
to support her now?
No, her supporter does not mean I'm not going to fight her anyway. We go through hands. But after we can hug, but we're going to fight.
We throw in hands. I'm like, come. I just have some words. I just want to have a conversation.
Exactly.
Because if I'm not getting satisfactory answers, which I don't think she can have them, like mm-hmm. what kind of answer will she have? Like, we're throwing hands.
Yeah, throwing hands.
Okay. So Mother Eve, I guess we shall see on the day when we get
it on the flip side.
Yeah. On the flip side of what?
No, on the flip side, in like heaven.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, the really funny thing is, it won't be just us. There'll be lots of women just be like, girl, I got a question. Let's go.
Exactly. I got a real question, but because yeah, make it make sense. Like, why did you do this also? Like, we really could have just been out here in Eden, just chilling, like, just, I don't know, literally having children be produced from God's word and, like, you know, somebody else's rib, like, you know, could have been very easy.
Have to work. That's
my thing. Yes, absolutely.
That's my only problem. I don't have to work. I would just yeah. free money.
Just be living life. Naked.
La vida.
Not thinking about anything.
Naked and unashamed. Like, can we say?
Yeah. That is interesting. Ladies, thank you so much for coming. I enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys had fun recording as well.
Always. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, girl.
And thank you so much for watching that episode, for listening. Please do not forget to like and subscribe, share with friends and families. And are you team, you know, we're going to fight Mother Eve when we get to heaven? Or are you team, we're going to share a nice hug because after all, we made it. Let me know in the comment section. And until next time, whatever it is you want to do, whoever it is you want to become, even if it is a fighter of Mother Eve, all you have to do is start. I love you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye, y'all.